For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Dr. Robert Wilson is a professor in the Department of Neurological Sciences and Psychology at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago. Robert, you recently published a study in the journal Neurology, Emotional Neglect in Childhood and Cerebral Infarction in Older Age. Can you tell me a little bit about that, and what sort of relationship might there be between emotional neglect of children and increased risk for stroke?
Thank you, Greg. We thought there might be an association because there have been studies linking emotional neglect and child abuse to risk factors for stroke and for heart attacks. So like high blood pressure and diabetes and obesity have been linked to adverse childhoods. So in our study, we put together a questionnaire. Our average age in our study was about 80. And we asked people about experiences that occurred to them back when they were children before the age of 18. And we found that about a third of the people reported a significant number of emotional or physical experiences during childhood. And after we followed these people for about 4 years, around 200 of them died and underwent a brain autopsy, where we could actually directly examine for strokes in the brain, not just large strokes, but also microscopic strokes. And we found that people who reported emotional neglect were nearly three times more likely to experience strokes as people who reported little to no emotional neglect during childhood. And by emotional neglect, I mean the feeling that your parents loved you, that your family was supportive, these sorts of things.
That's an amazing incidence, and this is corrected for other risk factors like high blood pressure, smoking, that type of thing.
That's correct, and age and education, social class, and so on.
What was the genesis of your and your co-investigators' interest in looking at this particular aspect of childhood, and what sparked your interest and a knowledge that that might have a correlation?
Well, I've been studying for about the last 10 years depression and various negative emotions and their relationship to health and old age. We found that that depression and things related to depression predict are related to mortality, related to developing dementia and Alzheimer's disease, and so on. And we've been trying to understand biologically what's associated with these states. And this led us eventually to look at stressful life events and their effect on emotional and physical health. And I started reviewing this literature on childhood experiences and was absolutely amazed at how frequent these experiences are and how much they've been associated not only with emotional health but also with physical health.
Could this association in some way be linked to sort of a priming of a stressful life from extending from childhood into old age?
We think something like that must be going on, that this isn't something that just happened to you in childhood and then stops, but that this sets forward a pattern of behavior that is maladaptive. In particular, we've been looking now at people, the kind of social interactions these people have as adults. And we've also been finding, although we haven't been able to publish this yet, that people who are prone to have negative social interactions in old age also seem to have an increased risk of stroke. So this may be setting forward sort of a lifelong pattern of difficulty in interpersonal relationships. And we are such social beings that I think this is very hard on people to feel not accepted, not part of a social circle.
I'm speaking with Dr. Robert Wilson, who is professor in the Department of Neurological Sciences and Psychology at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago. Dr. Wilson, I guess in that hierarchy of needs that we all have, acknowledgement by other humans is one of the most fundamental, and it seems like you've tapped in this particular area of research into that fundamental need.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. That's something we tend to take for granted, but if it's missing early in life, it's hard to get it back, and it's apparently people just don't feel right.
And perhaps a lot of those maladaptive behaviors are attempts to gain back that feeling or to achieve a feeling that was never there.
Exactly.
You had alluded a moment ago to something that you hadn't published yet. Are you thinking, along with your co-investigators, of pursuing other facets of this for publication?
Yes. We are. The study that this comes from is actually a quite unique study. It's a very large clinical pathologic study where we were following over 1,500 people who have all agreed to annual detailed evaluations and then to a brain autopsy at death. So we're continuing to follow the same group, and we continue to be very much interested in this problem and things that might be related to it. And we do have some more data that suggests that other sort of social, behavioral, lifestyle factors seem to be related to stroke.
Well, Dr. Robert Wilson, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for your interest in our research.
For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.